Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم يا كريم. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. عظم الله لكم الأجر. And I would like to send my sorrow messages to all my brothers and sisters out there. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your deeds. We've been talking the past couple of days about what we do in our culture, in the Shia community, pretty much sitting down in majalis, crying for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And pretty much we reached to a point where it was available at the time of the AMA. They themselves did it. The Prophet also did it. We didn't state that, we're stating it right now. And one thing we also do, and that is pretty much giving out food, feeding the mu'mineen, brothers and sisters, in the name of Imam Hussein. Pretty much when we say in the name of Imam Hussein, we mean by reward, by giving a present of reward for feeding the food towards Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now, today's saying has to do with that. Was that available? Is it recommended? Is it authorized? We have a saying from Al-Mahasin, volume number 2, page 143. Imam Baqir alayhi salam states, verily, Allah loves the feeding of food to others and the spilling of blood, of course, for his sake. Now, this is very clear. Allah loves it. When he says Allah loves it, not only is it authorized, it is also recommended. We also have a lot of sayings that say it in a general topic. Now, like this saying over here, it's general. It doesn't have to do with, for example, this action for this reason or for that reason, as long as it's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, one of the best sakes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving it for the sake of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, giving it in the majalis after finishing the majlis, for example, or even before finishing the majlis. Now, some may ask, for example, and say that all the people come to the majalis for this reason, come to the lectures for this reason, for the food. We answer sometimes that if it's supporting them to come and listen to the lecturer, you cannot deny them from stopping. You cannot deny them or stop them from coming for that reason. For one may find guidance through that reason, even though his intention wasn't that way, but his intention could change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So, therefore, it is recommended, as we understood now from the sayings, and all of our high rank scholars accept this idea. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and bless us to serve Imam Hussein by fixing the food for feeding our brothers and sisters. For now, brothers and sisters, join us again in another hadith of the day. We ask you for your dua. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.